Hi, I am Haijun. In this show, I will share my ideas on how to deal with IELTS speaking test questions and make your answers awesome and authentic. If you simply want to improve your spoken English, this show helps too, because the topics I choose appear in everyday conversations. If you want more help in IELTS preparation or English learning, you can find me on WeChat, Yes Haijun, that is YESHAIJUN. In our last show, we discussed how to answer a part 2 topic, some clothes that someone gave to you as a present. And now, we are moving on to part 3 questions. Whenever it comes to part 3 questions, a lot of students simply go directly to the specific questions. And to me, that is a very passive strategy. Instead, I always recommended that my students go to the topic itself and try to brainstorm. Think about it, think as far as you can, and don't forget to write down the keywords or any phrases that come along with your thinking. If a part 2 question is about clothes, we can almost be sure that in the third part, there will be questions concerning fashion and uniform. Let's have a brainstorm on fashion. So what is fashion? Basically, it is about how to dress oneself and how to do makeup. And what are the characteristics of fashion? Well, fashion is usually fast, and it reminds me of a saying that time is fleeting, but actually fashion is also fleeting. And I can teach you a new word, faddish, FADDISH. That means something comes to a big popularity only for a short period of time. So fashion has this feature of being faddish. Who care about fashion most? Well, primarily it is the young people. And why do they care about fashion? Maybe they care about their appearances. Maybe they want to please others with their exterior. If we go a little bit deeper, we can confidently say that they are not very confident about themselves. And also sometimes people pursue fashion simply because of peer pressure, means pressure from people around your age. But we really should not be too critical in our answers. So let's move to something positive. Fashion has a very important social role, which is it creates a common topic among people so that they can talk about and spend time with each other. Maybe, you know, it happens to young people only because young people can afford the time. They don't have schooling kids. They don't have sick parents to care about. As a result, they can afford the time to flip through the fashion magazines or go to the stores to check out the new clothes. Seems like we've got enough materials to go to the question. So let's answer this question together. Why do young people care about fashion so much? Why do young people care about fashion so much? Now I will give you a model answer using the materials that came from our brainstorming. Here we go. I myself am not that into fashion, but I think there are 2 major reasons. Number 1, young people generally care a lot more about their appearances. They want to appear attractive and make people around them pleasant because of the way they dress themselves or do makeup. Young people are not confident enough about themselves and haven't arrived at a stage in life where they realize that being comfortable with oneself matters more than anything else. Therefore, They need favorable comments from others to make themselves feel liked and valued. The second reason is that fashion has a very important role to play in socializing with other people, by which I mean it creates a common topic to talk about, especially true among girls. I've noticed that girls can keep talking about the latest fashion of fingernails, handbags, lipsticks, and so many other things for hours and not appear tired at all. So that's my model answer. And now I am going to go back to the answer again and try to explain a little bit. I myself am not that into fashion. Here we have a very interesting phrase to express your likes and dislikes, which is be into something. Very simple, be into something, meaning you like something. I'm into fashion, I'm not into fashion. Or you can say I am into some person. It's very simple, but it's way better than I like something. The second good use of language is arrive at a stage in life where blah blah blah. That basically means have reached a point in life or an age where you do something. For example, Haijun has not arrived at a stage in life where he needs to start a family. Means I don't think I have arrived at an age when I need to start a family. Next point is actually a phrase called favorable comments. Favorable, of course we know favor means a help. Favorable comments means very good comments from others. Okay, moving on. Feel valued and liked. Very simple words. When one person feels valued and liked, that means he feels that he has some value and he is liked by other people around him. And I also want to point out some strategies when you are answering a question. Remember, you want to make your answer authentic. That means your answer should not sound too formal or fake, not real. So, in the very beginning of my answer, I said, I myself am not that into fashion. And at the end of my answer, I cited that I've noticed that girls can blah, 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 blah. So in both places, I bring in my own personal experiences on this topic, which makes my answer more personal and, of course, more real. Now let's move to uniform. What does it mean, uni? It means having one only. So uniform means having only one form or shape. As usual, let's do a little brainstorming. What does uniform stand for? Does it mean standardized or being a collective part? So I can't help asking, why uniform? Then I want to find some examples of people wearing uniforms. There are students, there are doctors, firemen, police. Why do they wear uniforms? Oh, just to show that they belong to a special group, to show that they have a collective identity. And also, among so many people, if you wear a uniform, you will be easily identified. And what does uniform not indicate? Well, it's everything but individuality and variety. Uniform means no diversity. This is a very strange thing. In today's society, we want to express our individual identity and we want the whole world to be diverse. Then why uniform? Well, maybe, you know, the organization wants its members not to compare with each other or get distracted by others' clothes. Or the organization wants to distinguish itself from the rest and establish some kind of collective power or authority. Okay, I look at my notebook and I see some keywords. Standardized, collective, identity, student, police, doctor, identifiable, individuality, variety, no comparing, distracted, establish authority. Those are the keywords that I have written down. And I hope you have done the same when you are in front of the judge. Because now we're going to move to a specific question and try to use what we have. Here we go. What do you think of uniforms? Is it good or bad to have people wear them? Again, what do you think of uniforms? Is it good or bad to have people wear them? The first model answer to fashion is relatively easy. So now I'm going to give you a much more complicated answer. The idea of uniforms was introduced thousands of years ago when soldiers wore the same type of clothes. And if something has survived such a long course of human history, it must have some merits that outweigh its drawbacks. To me, the primary function of a uniform is that it speaks out loud the wearer's social identity and assists them to perform their social roles more efficiently. For example, when you see a man in a police uniform on the street, you know immediately that he is the exact person to report a suspicious woman. The second role of a uniform is to suppress individual identity for a collective good. Students love to go to great lengths to look different from others. But this effort wastes their time, causes distractions to their fellow students, and encourages wrong life values. Instead, they should wear uniforms and be educated that there are more healthy ways of expressing your identities, such as exploring your talents as singers, painters, and thinkers. Thus, from my perspective, uniforms are a very beneficial thing to human life. How about that? Doesn't it sound much more profound? Well, I think I need to give you some explanations. So I answered my question in a very indirect way by saying that if something has survived such a long course of a human history, course of human history means a very long period of human history, it must have some merits that outweigh its drawbacks. Merits, MERIT, that means good points, advantages that outweigh. Of course, we know weight means how many kilograms you have, right? Outweigh means to matter more than. To me, the primary function of a uniform is that it speaks out loud the wearer's social identity. Speaks out loud means it shows in a very understandable way. And I said the second role of a uniform is to suppress individual identity for a collective good. Okay, 2 points. First, suppress. That's SUPPRESS. Means to control, to keep something under control. For a collective good means it's for the benefit of a group. So to keep the student's individual identity under control is for the good of all the students. Students love to go to great lengths to do something. Go to great lengths to. Of course, length is how long something is. This is a very useful phrase. It means to spare no effort in doing something. Means you will try your best and utmost to do something. You don't care about the cost. You just want it to be done. And moving on, I said more healthy ways of expressing your identities. I highly recommend this phrase because identity is a big part of a Western life. And at last, I said, from my perspective. So I, of course, encourage you to use from my perspective to replace some simpler versions of expressing your idea, like in my opinion or to me, because it's much more formal and academic. So that's the show, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see each other soon. Go out and enjoy the day.